Macabre!
Several men spat at mention of the name. Everybody had an opinion about our fearless war chief. Listening to them, you might have concluded that Mogava was the most lusted-after man in town. A writhing pink thread reached for Shadow Spinner's party. The Shadow Master batted it away from himself, but it slew half his party. Parts of bodies flew in all directions. "Shit," somebody said, pretty much capturing the popular feeling. Weezer barked,
"Mogava wants to know if we could free up a few hundred men to counterattack the enemy who are inside the city."
"How stupid does that bastard think we are?" Sparkle grumbled. Goblin asked,
"Don't that camel's wife know we're onto him?
Why should he think we might suspect him? He's got such a tall opinion of his own brain."
"I think it's funny," Bucket crowed. "He tried to screw us and only ended up with his own ass in a sling. Even better, maybe the only way he can pry it out is to have us do it for him."
I asked Goblin, "What's One Eye up to?" One Eye looked like he was praying over one of the ballistas with Loftus. Rags lay scattered around their feet. A gruesome black spear lay in the engine's trough.
"I don't know."
I checked the nearest gate. The Gnar there could see us. Mogava would know I was lying if I claimed we were too beat up to send help. I asked, "Anybody think of a reason we should help Mogava?" To hold my sector, besides the old crew itself, I had 600 Taglian survivors from Lady's Division and an uncertain and changeable number of liberated slaves, former prisoners of war, and ambitious Jaikuri. Everyone replied in the negative. Nobody wanted to help Mogava. As I approached the engines, I asked, "How about if we do it just to save our own butts? If we let Mogava get stomped, we could end up facing the rest of the Shadowlander mob by ourselves." I glanced at the gate. "And those people over there can see everything we do." Goblin looked too. He shook his head to lessen the beer buzz.
"We'll have to think about that."
"What are you doing, One Eye?" I was beside him now. One Eye indicated the spear proudly.
"Little something I've been working on in my spare time."
"It's ugly enough." Nice to know he could do something useful without being told. He had begun with a black wooden pole and had worked it for a lot of hours. It was covered with incredibly ugly miniature seams along with writing in an unfamiliar alphabet. Its head was as black as its shaft, darkened iron finely traced with silver runes. There was some color on the shaft, too, although so fine as to be almost invisible. "Very nice,"